But it's theoretical. It's a difficulty. It's a difficulty because it's theoretical. And the part that we were discussing, the discomfort, that's not theoretical. That's practical. That's actual. That's realer than real. So we have on the one side the theoretical, the intention, the hope, the desire, and on the other side, the moment-to-moment sensation feels inescapable, feels like, how do we change that, especially if it includes some kind of discomfort, some kind of pain, some kind of dissatisfaction. But first see that we're talking apples and oranges, that one is a theoretical, conceptual, and the other is sensual, corporal, embodied. Right? Mm-hmm. So don't think that we're talking about the same dimensions, the same levels. We're talking about two different dimensions. So the, first that, just for clarity's sake. So if you deconceptualized it and made it into your heart's desire, how would you put it? Some people say, I want God. Some people say, I want truth. Some people say, I want to know myself. Some people say, I want to come to my true nature. People say it about 188 ways. What's your way?
Peace.
Be at peace. Good. Good. So most people call this inner peace. I want inner peace. I want to be at peace. So have you ever been at peace?
I think so. Not 100%. Okay.
No, I'm not talking about percentages, but that was such a weak I think so, that it's really no. It's really no, I haven't really felt what I would call inner peace. Because if you ever had, you would say, absolutely, yes, I had. It would be emphatic. It would be emphatic because it's so powerful. It's so not clouded with doubts. If you get a moment, if you're lucky enough, to get a moment of it, or an hour of it, or however it comes, accidentally, or because you did 97 hours of yoga standing on your head in the middle of Times Square, whatever. However it comes, whenever it comes, in any way that it comes, if it's the real deal, it is so memorable that you're not unsure about it. So we've established three things. The theoretical part couldn't be more well-intentioned and high-minded, right? Mm-hmm. You give yourself the credit for that, yes?
Yes.
And they agree. Some are even taking notes. Theoretical, high-minded. So we've established that the intention couldn't be more selfless, couldn't be more worthy, let's say. We've established that there is a discomfort that is felt in life. Who knows? We're not going to sit here and analyze it, but who knows, you know, why or the wherefore of it, but it's there. There's not a feeling of everything is okay as it is the vast majority of the time. And then third, we've established, if you agree, and if it's not right, correct me, that real inner peace has not happened. That you have some inkling of what it might be like, and you've had enough peace in enough ways to not be not at home with it, but that real inner peace, the peace you want more than anything, probably, is not something that you've had a slice of yet.
I think I had a slice of it when I was about 9 years old.
Okay, good.
And I've never, I get close to it in nature,
mm-hmm.
or I get close to it in meditation sometimes, or just,
mm-hmm.
but I was definitely, when I was 9, I had a, I guess I no longer had a body, and I was just light, and an experience of indescribable bliss.
Indescribable bliss. Can't beat that.
But it was fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think probably in my adult life, I know there in when times are difficult, I've prayed not to wake up in the morning, and to because I knew that that is where I would be